Here on Daf, Kuf Yud Ches Omed Beis. Let us start from where the Aleph is, from the Ein Mishpat. Leima Ketanoi. So the Gemara wanted to say that we had a Machlikis Amayroim, Rav Shmuel, Rav Yechner, Rav Chizde, and L'chayre, it is a machlekes tanoi. We learned, Agaynef tle min ha'eder, v'sela min ha'kis, two different cases. Person was Agaynef tle min ha'eder, and we learned yesterday, this is normally a case of lo yoda. He was unaware, this was shalayla das, he was unaware of the gnevim. V'sela min ha'kis, and the Gemara understood this is a case that it's Ladas, because we'll see out the Svar of Rabbi Yitzchak, Odom Amash, Osi Lamashim, Svekishlei Bechol Shah. So we have here two cases of Gneve, one case of Shalei Ladas, one case of Ladas. Lamakim Shagon of Yachzer Dibre Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel says, you just return it where you stole it from. And that's sufficient. Rabbi Kiva Omer Tzorich Das Bailam. You have to inform him that you're returning it. So the Gemara wanted to explain as follows. Sabrua de Kule Alma Isl de Rabbi Yitzchak. Everyone holds of the Svar Rabbi Yitzchak, Dom Rabbi Yitzchak, Odom Osi Lamashmish Bekisai Bechol Shah. So since it's Osi Lamashmish Bekisai Bechol Shah, so he was aware when it was stolen. Is my love besela lodas, or beplukta derav ishmu? So it's speaking about the seller was stolen lodas. He became aware of the gnev as soon as he was memash mish bekisai. And now we have a machlokes. How does it have to be returned? Rabbi Shmuel says, L'mokim shagon av yachzer. So that means that, and he'll find out about it, because he'll be mined when he, Adam osi l'mashmus bekisei b'kol shah. So according to Rabbi Yishmoel, there was a gnev l'odas, there's a shove through minyan. And according to Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva says he has to inform him, so Rabbi Kiva holds like Rav, at Ladas, Tzorich Das, Beplukta Darav Shmu. That is the Machloikis by Sela. Now what is the Machloikis Betleem? Shalei Ladas. There is a Gneve Shalei Ladas. Normally when a person steals a Tlem in a Eidel, the Nignav is unaware of the Gneve. And Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yochanan that Shalei Ladas, you don't even need a minion, and some Emeli, you just return it. And Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Chizde that Shalei Ladas, since there's a concept of Hoyva Ankete Nagri Briyosa, that it became Mughal to leave the Eidel, so the Bailam has to know about it in order to make an extra Shmira. So that is why Rabbi Kiva says, sorry, Das Bailam, that is the Machlekes by Tle, which is Shalela Das. Ubetle Shalela Das, Beplukte the Rabbi Chizda Rabbi Yochanan. And it seems the kasha is, we paskin like Rav Chizde, Rove paskins like Rav Chizde, and my time with the Rav Chizde, so Rove paskins like Rav Chizde, and here it seems it's a machlekes tanoim, a machlekes Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel. That is the kasha. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Zvid, Mishmei Derove, the case of Tle is speaking about a different case. B'shemer shegonav mirshus bailim, or if someone was doinev mirshus bailim lav dav kishor yishemer, Rosh Navrashi is Amar Avzid Mishmeid Rava Begoinev Mirshus Bailam. If a person steals Mirshus Bailam, Shaloy Ledas, Kulahome Loy Pligi, Kidaravchist, everyone agrees to Ravchist that by a Balchai, who was stolen Shaloy Ledas, you need Das when you measure it, because that's not called Ashava, because the Balchai is Lomot Lotzis Mineida. So therefore, Begoinev Mirshus Bailim, everyone agrees that you need Das. It wouldn't be a machlokes, Rabbi Shmuel would not say Yachzor Lemkoyim. But this Barais is speaking about a different case. V'hoche b'shemer shegonav mirshusoi, it's speaking about that a shemer stole from, he was ashamed of the Bailam, and he stole from the Eder. Sheyachzer lemakim shegonav kemiflugi. Can he return it back now in the Eder? That means he was the ganef. Now he did tshuva. He wants to return it back to the Eder, which is by him. And he's very well aware that he needs extra shmire, and this tleda was nignav because it's melumed lotzeis min eida. So when the shema returns, and the shema was the ganev, and the shema returns it to an eida that there will be now ample shmire, so l'chayre this should be good if it according to Rav Chisda, because we have here the das of the shema, who was aware of the Gneva, since he also was the Ganev. So what is the Svara of Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Kiva Sova Kol Soloi Shmirosei. Rabbi Kiva holds that this Shemel, since he stole, so the Bailam lost complete faith in him, so he's not a Shemel anymore. So since he's not a shame anymore, so the Bechlal was not a Hashava, returning to the Eder, that he was a shame is not called an Hashava, because he only was a shame. That's past history. Now he's not a shame anymore, because the Bailam does not want him anymore for a shame because of his previous Geneva. Some of them said there's no Hashava. That's as for Rabbi Kiva. Even though Lemaise he became a Baal Tshuva, that's very good for the Rabbeinu Shleilam, Baal Kaponim, the Mafkid does not want a person with a criminal record to be his shame anymore. That's Rabbi Kiva holds. Rabbi Shmuel Sava, like also like Shmiros, Rabbi Shmuel holds, Fakert, that he's still a shame, Fakert, if he did Tshuva and he's returning it, so the Bailam is happy with him remaining a shema. So there's a hashava, and there's no problem of making sure there's an extra shmira, because the shema was he can make an extra shmira. So it could very well be that you thought everyone holds like Rav Chisda. That was really the kasha of the Gemara, and this is what Rabbi Zvid answered. What does Rashi say? Isul the Rav Yitzchok, everyone holds like Rav Yitzchok, Vabailam Yoidim Bignei Bosoi, Shemonoi, Vichaseire, so there was a Yediyah on the Gneva, there was Ladas, Alacha Chazore, Monoi Vishleima, and the Shaila is, but now there's only Minyan, now he doesn't know that he got it back. Could be someone else put it in the kiss, could be not, so there's no Tas of Ashova, it's not Ashova Mal Yoso. My love is Sala Pligi, Ledas, Kedefrishis. Yodo Abaila Bignevo, say, Vekama Rabbi Shmuel, Minyan Paito. That it is sufficient to make a Ashova, that even though the Bailam does not know exactly that it was returned, but from the minyan he has an inkling that it's also sufficient. His inkling could be it was returned. That also is a teres hashavet. Shada masi lamashus bekisai umone vishleime. He counted the money in the kis and vishleime. Pata. Rishmul dama ladas minyan paita. Rabbi Kiva karav dama ladas tzorich das. We see from Rashi that when he counts it and he sees that a matbei is missing, that's zichah called ladas, because he zichah knows it was stolen. When he counts it again and he sees that all the coins are there, this is called minyan, this is not called das, because he doesn't know if the gzela was returned. He hasn't the faintest idea who put this matbei in. So this is only a miktsas yediyah. Could be it was returned. And that's the machlekes, Shmuel and Rav, and Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, if minyan helps, if there was a gneiva ladas. Uve tlep ligi, shaloi ladas. And there's another machlekes by tlep. There was a gneiva shaloi ladas. Beplukte dav chizdav Rabbi Yechonet, Rabbi Shmuel da oma lemokim shagonav, yachzer, ke Rabbi Yechonet, da oma shaloi ladas, afil a minyan leitzoich. Rabbi Kiva Kerav Chizda Dama Shaloi Lo Das Tzorich Das. So comes out Rav Chizda Zemachlikas Tanoim and we paskin like Rav Chizda Ochi Garsinen Omer Rav Zvid Mishmei Darov Begoynim Mishus Bailam Dukolam Aloi Pligi. No, there's no Machlikas Tanoim and Rav Chizda Dukolam Aloi Pligi. This will look Rav Chizda. Everyone agrees and holds like Rav Chizda Ken Meforish Taimet Mishim Dankit Nikri Bar Yosef. Ha'ocha b'shemeh, we're speaking about a different case in Gantz, b'shemeh shagonav m'shus atzmei eskino. B'shemeh stole from the aid that he was a shemeh of. U'boi l'mifta nafshim n'abay l'batayin is g'nevo yaveide. V'chu l'alme k'arav chizde d'oma sh'loi midas tzorich das. Rabbi Kiva sov, akivin sh'nas e'ganev, kolso sh'mirosoi, desulem enmelu l'abay l'm. The Bailam don't trust him anymore. The Havalei Goynev Shaloi Ladas. He was a Goynev Shaloi Ladas, Sorir Das. That's it. That Lamaisa was a Goynev Shaloi Ladas. The Bailam didn't know about it. And you need Das. Lamrina Sagi Bida Shemel. Why you Yoda Bachsirose? Because he's Oishemel. Because he became Oishemel since he did a criminal act. Rabbi Shmuel Sover Adayin Yishayim Olo Vesagi Vedas Didei. Zog to Gemara Vaita. Leima Minyim Poiter Tanoi. Now the Gemara wants to say we have two Baraisis. In Lechere, the Machloikis of these two Baraisis is Minyim Poiter. Let us say, for practical purposes, it's speaking about that there was a gneva midas. Hagoizel es chaveiroi. That means so he knew when it was stolen from him. And then later, the gazlan did not have the guts to go over to the nigzal and say, I want to return it to you. So he did something secondary to that. He went and bought a chayfetz from the nigzal. Vivli aloi becheshbet. And when he paid up for this chayfetz, he gave him extra money. And this extra money will pay for what he had stolen from him. Tani chada yotze. One b'raisa says he's yotze. V'tanya idach lo yotze. Savrua de Gemara el de Kula Alme Islo de Rabbi Yitzchak, de Oma Odom Osei Lemashmesh Bekisei Bechol Shal Bishal. A person is Lemashmesh Bekisei Bechol Shal Bishal. So Lemaise, when he's going to go, and the Moiche will now count over the money that he received from the Chayfetz he sold, he'll realize that there's extra money. So that's called, there was a minyan. Al Yidei, there's a idea of minyan that the gzela was returned. not a Yediyah Gemura, but it's a type of a Yediyah, and that was, we had a Machlokes Rav Shmuel, if Minyan Poitas by a Gzeila Lodas. So we have here a Machlokes Tanoim. Hagoizlas Chavev Ivli Eloi Becheshben, Toni Choda Yotza, one Tano hold that you Yotze, and that would, so Lachere, he would hold like Shmuel, the Tanya Idach Lo Yotza, the other Tan holds you're not Yotze, he holds like Rav, at the Lodas, Sorech Das, and Savruah the Gemara, the Kula Alma Islo the Rabbi Yitzchak, Dama Odom Osi Lamashmeis Bekisai Bechol Shav Vishav. So Lemaise, there will be a minion, that's for sure. That means he's going to count over the money, and he's going to realize that there wasn't a taste of money to him. So there is a minion. And now we hear about Machlokes, is the Gazlon Yoitze with this Havlo to be Mekai Mitzvah Sashovet. So the first price holds Yotza, and the second price holds La Yotza. My love, Bahoka Mitzligi. The man, the Yoma Yotza, Sova, Minyan Paitel. And Memele, he's going to find out by, through the Mishmash Bekisa, he's going to find out that there was Nitaisif, the Demei Hagnevet, Demei Hagzela. Man, the Yoma, La Yotza, Sova, Minyan, Eine Paitel. He holds like Rav. So the machlokes, Rav Shmuel is the machlokes Tanoi. What does Rashi say? Vivli alei becheshbein, la'achaz mam, lokech imenu mekach. This Gazlan purchased a mekach, u'shenos an leidomim, when he paid him for it, hoisef aleim mois agzele, he added on the mois agzele, vivli a becheshbein. And he was mavliyit, it's got swallowed in the cheshbon, here, this is the money I owe you, and he, and in this, when the money that he gave him was already nivla, the money shegozal. So yeboish loyma hare gezalticha. So you have a machlokes, one b'raisa holds yotza, and one b'raisa holds lo yotza. And the Gemara held, everyone holds, Adam osi lemashmesh velimnois kamo bekisoi. A person will zicha count over what he has in the kis. Vizeh miyad mona achav. So mestome, he'll start, he counted right after this lekeach left. Umotze yoise midmei hamekach. Vehiker, and now he realized sheherzeleg zelosak. But it's not a Yediyah Gemura, it's a Yediyah Yedei Minyan. So the Gemara wanted to say, so the Machlokes, Rav Shmuel, is the Machlokes, these two Baraisas. Oma, so the Gemara says it's no Raya. Isvir along ke Rabbi Yitzchak, Kulam Eloi Pligi, the Minyan Poite, could be everyone holds like Shmuel. Elo, but the Rav Yitzchak Kamiflegi, the Machlokes, and these two Baraises, is, do we, will there be a minion? Can I assume there's a minion? See, if I hold all the Mamashrish Bekisa Bechol Shah, so there'll be a minion, so minion Paita. If I hold, I don't know about Rav Yitzchak, there's no minion period, so they hold, like upon them, Lodas, Yezicha need a minion. Mar is later Rabbi Yitzchak, Mar less later Rabbi Yitzchak. We boy you say me, the kula alme is later Rabbi Yitzchak. Everyone holds like Rabbi Yitzchak. Aye, if everyone holds like Rabbi Yitzchak, a minion is poiter, so what's the svara of the price that says lo yotza? Lo kasha, hod the money veromalei bekise. The price that says yo yotza is speaking about, he took the money and he threw it in the kiss. So Memele, the hanhog of a person is, he's always counting over the money in the kiss, so he'll realize that the gzela was returned. V'ha the money v'romi liyode. And the other b'raisa is speaking about he threw it into his hand, that the yisod of Rabbi Yitzchak, Odom HaMashrish Bekisoi is Bekisoi. Whatever's in his hand, he doesn't count over, he throws it into the kiss. So Lemaise, so he doesn't know the cheshbonis. If it was will not know the cheshbonis. What the money v'rami liyode. What does Rashi say? Blessed later Rabbi Yitzchak v'leke minyan. Or it could be everyone knows like Rabbi Yitzchak, about the Ktani Layota, the money gazlin, the Rome Layodi the Nigzal, he put the money into the hand of the Nigzal, Kachika Maimidi Shlich is all the Tevos, Emilaimona. The amount of money was Bechlau not, he never counted the money. So Mameli doesn't know the Cheshmet, so there's no minion. The money gazlan, the Ramala Kisi, the Nizokim, the Islam Rabitzok, Minyan Paita. Cheshbonis in the Kis, he holds Cheshbet. Then the boy is saying, me e dividi the money, the Rama Bekisei, or the Isla Zuzi Achine Bekisei, or the Lesla Zuzi Achine Bekisei. So Rashi says, Itlay Zuzi Achine Bekise, Veloyoda Kama, he didn't know how much money he had in the kiss. So Memele, if he didn't know how much money he which was previously in the kiss, so he'll never know that the Gezel got paid back, because he doesn't know any Cheshbon. Others ask, Rashi said before, if you hold like Rabbi Yitzchak, Osi Lamashmesh, Velim, Odomos Lamashmesh, Velim Nois Kama Bekisei. It seems a person does know how much there is in his kiss. And all of a sudden Rashi says that there's money in the kiss. Well, you're the making it this, normally, if you hold a kabitz, like a person knows. Zok the Mishnah Vaita. Ein loikhin min haroyim tzemel v'cholov ugdiyim. One is not permitted to purchase from roim. Tzemel, v'royim, tzemel, wool, v'cholov and milk, or g'diyim, young g'diyim. The ikala meymal, there's a mokim to say, shema gonvoy mitzayne shabalabayis ha-mosalem. These royim are taking charge of the izim. The Memela, so could very well be, the Izim, the Tzayin, so could very well be that this Tzema and Cholov, the Gediyim, are stolen goods. So therefore, one should not purchase from them. Al Pi Cheshbon Deroyim, they're not Sochrim. So I could assume these articles that they're selling are stolen articles. V'loy mishaymrei peiris, eitzim a peiris. A person who's a shaymer on peiris, and now he's selling branches and peiris. There's also, there's mokim lachshayt, that, this is stolen goods, so you shouldn't buy it. Aval loikhim in anoshim kli tzema bi yehuda kli pishton begolim. But women sell begodim. What does Rashi say? Sema b'Yehuda pishtam b'goli zuhi melechas hanoshim. They, this is the melacha that they do. Vehein atzmon oisais u'moichais u'das balein hu. This is the melacha they do for their husbands. They make the begodim and they sell the begodim. So maybe this is a legitimate business, which I have no right to think that it's stolen goods. Vagolim, vagolim bishorim. Now what is vagolim bishorim? So Rashi has two translations. Vagolim haroyim, we're talking about royim, bishorim. Now what's bishorim? The royim are selling these are golem bishorim, berachba le'ein koil. This is not, the mekach is not in a hidden mokim. It's le'ein koil. The Yaivet says, the word shorim comes from the word ashurenu v'loy korev. So ashurenu is a loshen riyah. So you, one is permitted to buy from a roye if the roye is selling a golem la'ein kol ma'achesh emoichem befareshia. So I don't have to. I mean, sometimes a roye calls me over and says, "You know, I want to buy an egel. I'll give you a good price on it." Memela. So then there's a svara to say that this was just born from the behemoth's royim and it's stolen. But if he's selling it befareshia, so that goof is a raya that it's taken not stolen. Lishna achine sharein shein mokim. It's a type of an area. Umokim gidol agolim. This was in this area, in this mokim, this used to be megadol agolim. Veloikhin agolim bezeil megadlo noisam. That was the, one was, there was a lot of agolim there. One was able to purchase them and megadol them. Bishalain hein. So the mokim alone had an abundance of agolim. So I don't have to attribute these agolim are from the behemoths that were given to him to watch. Loshna ze'ikah, the sanyi b'mnachis pekala kabonis, eilim, imoyev, chabosim, mechavrein, agolim, mishorein. So my story is, this was a mokim that had an abundance of agolim. The Chaim Dachsma says it stems with the previous Baba. Because before, like him in Anoshim, Kli Tzema, Bi Yehuda, Kli Pishton, Bi Golil. Vagolim, Bi Sharen. So Fakert, so it would seem these are all Mekaymes. And these Mekaymes, there is no Reyese, how they got hold of the Schoiret itself. The kulon she'amru lahat min osa. If when they sold it, they gave instructions, they don't go out the goli, hide it. So we see clearly it's stolen goods, so you know how to buy from them. But like him beim v'tam the goyim mikol mokim, it seems we're not chayish that these are stolen. Tana rabbono, zokta b'raisa ein loikhin min haroyim. Loyizim, v'loy gedoyim, v'loy gizim, v'loy tlushim, shel tzema. Gizim means the wool that was cut off the animal, and tlushim means the wool that was pulled off. Tlushim, Rashi says, shenitlash atzema, Sha'al ha'rochel, ma'at ma'at. It was, these are clumps of wool that are torn off the animal. All these things could be stolen. Avoloikhin mehen tfurim, ibnei shehen shalohem. You could buy tfurim, Sarashi says, begodim tfurim, dinami gonvu kananu bishinui. So this is a very interesting Rashi. They ask on this Rashi two ha'oras. Rashi Dachsmei asks. Number one, if we're talking about begodim tfurim, and the reason you can buy, it seems we're chayshed that it's stolen, that the raw materials were stolen. So Rashi says, so why can you buy it? Because they were kind of machinery. So why do you have to jump to begodim? I mean, there's a shini before a beged also, begodim tfurim. There's a shini from December, you make threads, you spin threads, it's also a shini, you make material. Why did the Tana jump to tfurim, begodim tfurim? This is one kasha. Then there's another kasha. I mean, if that's the whole heter, because I can assume that it's his, because he was kind of a shinoi, so you shouldn't buy from them. You called Messiah Ivrei Averech. I mean, these people, I mean, here Rashi is saying, I'm taka choshe them, that it's taka stolen. I have no right that it's not stolen. And I have no raya that it's not stolen. But you can buy because it's his. So, but if you're choshe them that it's stolen, so but you shouldn't be able to buy from him because you're Messiah Ivrei Averech. Zog the Gemara weiter. V'loikhin mehen, Now these are all, now that we're going to have guidelines when we could purchase from a Roya and when we can't purchase from a Roya. That if a person is in a midbar and there is milk that the Roya is selling or Gvina cheese, so you're allowed to buy this from them. Why? Because in the midbar, where did he get this milk from? Yizichai got this milk from the behemoth he's a royan, but the Bailam does not expect him to deliver the milk from the midbar to the yishuv. So this is a mutual understanding that the cholov that comes from the behemoth in the midbar, the roy is allowed to take it. I mean, the Bailam does not expect him to deliver the milk. So Memela, if you're the midbar, so I can assume that Iktaka got it from these behemoths, but he's permitted to use it for himself, so he's permitted to sell it. V'loy b'yishuv, but if you have a roya b'yishuv, and the roya calls me over, he wants to sell me a gallon of milk, then I have to declare that this roya is not in the milk business, he's a roya and stole the milk. You stay weiter. V'loikrin mehen dalet v'hei tzai. You're allowed to buy from them 4 or 5 tzai. Now what's the maila 4 or 5 tzai, the royim? But 4 or 5 tzai is it's a large number. It's a number that, what is he going to tell the bailam when they're missing 5 tzai? He has to think up of a good story, a wolf came. Good, a wolf, you don't lose 4 or 5 times. So Memele, so he'll have a big job to explain what happened the 4 or 5 times. He never would do it. It's not worthwhile because the owner will demand from him where the 4 or 5 times doesn't have a legitimate excuse. So if he's selling 4 or 5 tzayin, that means that it's takeh. Or dalet vehei gizip. Avoloi shtei tzayin voloi shtei gizim. Shtei tzayin and shnei gizim, this, he's not too scared of that the Bailam is going to question him where, what, you're missing 2 tzayin. He tells the Bailam, there's Avim and there's for 2 tzayin he can get away with it. So then we choshed him that these are stolen goods. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Baisois loikren mehem, Midborios ain loikren mehem, and that we'll have to see later in the Gemara exactly what Rabbi Yehuda is coming to tell us. Let's see what Rashi says. Cholov ugvina b'midbar. Dein derech bailam leilach sham v'litlov. The bailam will not come to the midbar and pick up his milk. But roya nochlan, so that's it understood. That the roya can keep the milk. Avaloi b'yishu, shederech lovim labayis b'alabayis. So I assume this is stolen goods. Arbe v'chomesh tzayin, shechesroinam nika b'aida. That means this. It's very noticeable if you're missing 4 or 5 tzayin. And Yochel is shomayt v'loim ha-zeiv tof. I can't say that a zeiv went was toirev 5 tzayin. Baisois loikrim mehem shei balabayis yoideya minyonim. The balabos knows exactly how many behemoths he has. So baisois loikrim mehem. We'll see exactly what Yehuda is saying as the sugya progresses. Zot the Gemara v'item, klalei shel dover. Now the Gemara gives us a klal. Kol sharoya moichel, whatever the roya is selling, u'balabayis margish, and the balabos will be aware of it, loikrin mehen, then you can buy it, because I don't have to be choshet him it's stolen, because he'll have to give a din v'cheshman to the baila. Ain magish boy, ain like a man. But if I'm purchasing something that the Bailam will never know about it, so then, b'choshe d'roi that it's stolen. Now we'll go to start elaborate and explain the Baraisa a little better. Loikimim dalet veitzayin dalet veigiz. Rek de Gemara hashti yeshleima arboz avninam. If you're allowed to purchase four, and that means he's scared to steal four tzayin, because he knows he'll be questioned by the Bailam what happened with the four tzayin, and he can't tell him any baba maises. So if he can purchase four, hamisha mi boy, about it, he can purchase five. Omar Rav Chisda arbo mitoich hamisha. No, arbo hamisha means not four or five. It means if there was an eider of five, and he sold you four, so that you can be assured that it's not gozel, because he would never do such a thing. Sell four fifths of the eider if it's not his. Vikedamri Omar Rav Chisda arbo me eider cotton b'chomesh me eider gold. No, that means that what we said before, that arbo is a noticeable chesoron, and the Bailam will question him. That's tafka by an eider cotton. An eider gadol could be arbo is not so nicker, then you need chomesh. Haguf ekash. Now the Gemara asked akash. It says, when it says a heter, amrit dalet vehei tzoin. Dalet vehei gizin. Dalet vehei in. So that's the heter, four or five. Avol shalosh, but three already, the bailam is not malgish by three you can't purchase. Eima seif, avoloish tei tzoin, you're not allowed to buy two tzoin, ha shalosh zovninon, so we have a stira, the reish and the seif, so the Gemara answers, loy kashin, ha bebriyosa, ha bekhi shos. Let us see Rashi. Abba mitre chomish, im lehoye leveda le chomish, soin amoich meim abba, muta likach kula alme le gonev midova muat. He won't steal, the kula hai le gonev, he won't steal so much midova muat, him a small eider, he won't steal so much because it's moiridik boilet that it's stolen. Bibrios of Briois, if these are healthy animals, Ein Balabayis Tomid Aleim, so he has an eye on them. Umargish Bisholosh, if, so you're allowed to buy three. That means that if three was stolen, he's gonna know about it. Krushois Ein Chshuvais Loi, Vein Einoy Aleim, so then, by krushes, you can only buy four. So the sphere de kedukim, two not, three yes, or four yes and three not, is that pshat. He says, by krushes is, by krushes is three not, because could be he didn't realize how many tzoyin he had. He's not mesem ayim, because they're not worth so much. Fine. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Baisois loikrin mehem, midboriois ein loikrin mehem. Now Rabbi Yehuda said that Baisois you can buy, because Baisois, the Bailam is aware of the minion of the tzayin, he is a clear-cut chashbin. So we have here the fear of the roye, and not to take so much that the Bailam will find out about it. Midbori is, if it's from an eder of the midbor, the Bailam does not know clearly the chashbin is, so the roye will be more daring and he can steal more. Iboyelo. Now what is pshat in Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda Areishekoi. The Reisha said Akula. You're allowed to buy four tzoin. So Rabbi Yehuda is saying, you know when you can buy four tzoin? Bai says you can buy four tzoin. Because the Bailam knows the minyan. Ula chumre. But mitboriyos, you don't say you can buy four tzoin all the time. Bai says you can buy four tzoin. But midbar is, you can't buy four tzoin because he doesn't know how many tzoin he has in the midbar. And he's machmer. Oidilma a seifa koi ulekula. Or he's going on the Sefer. The Sefer said, to not. So he's saying, when to not? By Midborios. But by Baisis, Afilu too is also Mutter. Now the Gemara explains. Arei shekoy lechuma, doma loikim en arbo vachamish etzoyin, hani mili baisos. So by baisos, he knows the minion, some emeles are there. So if you buy four, the bailam will be aware of it. Avo midbori yois afil arbo vachamish eloyit, also, because he is not aware how many behemoths there are there. Oy dilma aseifa koy lekula, doma avo loishtei tzoyin, veloishtei gizim, Hani mili midboriyes avu baisos shtaim nami loikim. So comes Rabbi Yehuda's meiko. Toshma desanya Rabbi Yehuda imer loikin baisos mehen ve'ein loikin mehen midboriyes ubechol mokaim loikin mehem abo v'chamisha tzoyin. Abo v'chamisha can buy all over. So we see that Rabbi Yehuda is makel. He says so that means in the cool of Dalet Vehei, Rabbi Yehuda was, he agreed, as long as it's Dalet, it doesn't matter if it's Baisais or Midboriais. But by less than Dalet Vehei, then only Midboriais are also, but Baisais are Mutter. Midoma b'chol mokaim, Shma mino aseifa koi ulekule shma mino. Zot Rashi, arei shekoi arba v'chomesh d'shori tanekama. So he says only muta by baisa. He says aseifa shtei tzoin d'kosar tanekama. Fine. So this is, so now we know Rabbi Yehuda Zameiko. Zot the Gemara weiter. Veloi mi shemrei peiris. You're not allowed to purchase from shemrei peiris. Peiris, eitzim u peiris. Rav zovin shabishto me arisa. Rav went and he purchased a bundle of zmeiris, a bundle of branches, me arisa. From an oris. Oma lei abaye botnan loy mishaim reperes eitzim o peres. The Mishnah says from shaim reperes you cannot buy, can't buy branches, you can't buy peres. You have to be chayish that this is, these are stolen articles. Oma lei hani mili bishoima de lesle begufa da aramidi. Let me medayik the Mishnah. One does not purchase mi shemrei peiris. Now, shemrei peiris, how does a shemer get a hold of branches? He's a shemer. When he gets paid with money. So therefore, if he's selling branches, this zikha amokim lochesh, that these are stolen branches. But, adesahani mili bishemer, the less labor gufa dar amidi. Avul oris. The islay begavei. Abel oris, the islay begavei, aima b'denam shekom ezav. An oris that has from, is entitled to take from the gufa soda. This is his payment. He gets a percentage of these meiris and the peiris. This is his payment. So memele, so Mahikatesi, I should think that it's stolen. Could be the selling what he was paid with. Memele, that's Pshat and Rav. That's what Rav bought from an oris. Vosak Rashi, Shomer Schorei Unaitel Bemois. A Shomer gets his char with money. Be'ein lo chaylik be'itzim. Aval oris chaylik bezmeires or be'itzim or be'yayin. Zog te gemore weiter. Tona Rabbono. Shemre Peres. That what we had in the Mishnah. That Shemre Peres, you're not allowed to purchase from them. Loikrin mehem shen yoishvin o loikrin. Vahasalin lifneim, they have baskets in front of them, they're sitting down with akvias, they're selling peres and baskets, vitultoni lifneim, and there's a big scale in front of them, and they're selling peres. So then, even though they're shemre peres, but again, if they do it bepumbi, the faresye, that kufi is a raya that it's not stolen. The kulon sha'omru hatmein osa. What is if they said hatmein? He told them, please cover up whatever you buy. So then we see that it's stolen goods. Loikhin mehen mi pesach hagine. If they're selling the peiris by the entrance of the gine, that's also a pesazoi. That's a shtikol fahesye. So that is permissible. Avoloi me'achoyrei hagine. But if they're selling in the back of the gine, that is not a pesamokim goli to sell. Here we are chayish. Since it's being sold, achoyrei hagine, we're chayish that it's stolen goods. Itma. Gazlin may amos muta liknois heimenu. A person is a gazlin by profession. When can you buy something from this gazlin? In what instances can you buy from this gazlin? You don't have to be chayish that I'm purchasing stolen goods. A gazlin vinisht vi. He has his own money also. So me'emes ha'imuta liknei se'menu, rav oma achetei, roiv mishaloi, roiv of the money, or roiv of the chafetzim are his, then you're allowed to buy. Rashi says, roiv ma'mayni mishaloi b'loik zeyle, hoil chenacha roiv v'neni mimenu. We know he's a gazlan, but roiv of the schoire, the roiv that he has is not stolen goods. So mamela, you're allowed to buy, can rely on roiv. Shmuel amar afilo miut shaloi. Talinim b'mrinin, Rashi says, hi midi diyoiv, le midi deyu. I can be toile, he knows what he's giving him, I'm toile, he's giving him from the miut. Oyre le Rav Yehuda la ada daila ke divrei ha'oimer afilo miyut shelo. Afilo miyut, yeah. Ado shem meish daila shamish. Fine. Now we're going to have a shtickle difficult gemore. Mama in muscle. You have a person who's a muscle. He's maisa. Mamin shalachayim. And we had before a Loshna Gemara that a muscle, if a person's money is muscle la'akum, it involves pikuach nefoshes, because we mentioned in the Loshna Rosh, first they take this money, then they come the second time and ask him, they see his money, then they ask him for all his money. The third time they ask him for more, and if he won't cooperate, they'll kill him or torture him. That means if the goyim know an address where to go to, so memele, it's dinei nefoshes. So therefore we hear you're allowed to kill him also. This person is a roidev. Zak the Gemara. Mamein moso. Rav Hune v'Rav Yehuda. The machlokes Rav Hune v'Rav Yehuda. Chad on ma muta la'abdoi biyad. One man the Yomer says you're allowed to destroy this money. V'chad on ma osa li'abdoi biyad. Not allowed to destroy the money. Machlokes. Man the Yomer muta la'abdoi biyad lo'yei m'moinoi chomo migufoi. If you're allowed to kill him, you're allowed to destroy his money. Umanda oma osa la abdoi, dilma havale zara maalye, to destroy money, if I would be assured it's only going to remain by him, I could destroy it, Taka. Just like I can kill him, I can destroy his money. Maybe he'll have good children. Or the Mephoshim say, it's a Shubas Harosh, love Dafka good children. He'll have Yoshim. There's not a Yid that doesn't have Yoshim. Vilma Havala Zara Malya. The Rosh and the Chubiskat says, why does he hop on Zara Malya? He says, he can have, don't think of a person as a snake, that from a snake will come out, what can come out from a snake? No, no, he can be a Rosh, he can have good children also. But that's not the Ikavot. He wants to sell, you can, there's a Mokim will have good children also. So Memele, you have no right to be Ma'abed. His Mammon, that means you're going with a husband. That if you could kill him, Avada Givishik Ma'abed is Mammon. Le'im Amoyne Chomo Migufoy. He says, no, Gufoy Take, from him Take, there's no good will come out. But the Mammon, don't destroy it. Because maybe we'll have Elach children, Achsiv, Yochin, Roshet, that's not the Loshna, but the Posik, Vitzadik Yilbosh. That sometimes a Roshet can be making money, but, and the end result will be that a Tzadik will derive benefit from this money. Now, I'd like to mention a few Haoris on this Gemara. Let's go backward. The Vayakev says, we pass him like the second on the Yoma, that it's also Labdai. Vilma Havlai Zara Ma'alye, Achsiv Yorchin Rosha Vetzadik Yilbosh. So the Vayakev brings down a very interesting Moltchai, that the Moltchai says the Isser is to destroy his money. Somebody destroy his money. But be a tzaddik will end up with his money. But what if a person wants to take away a muscle's money for himself? Mutter. Sheyuchel is kaim ba'atzmoy tzaddik yilbosh. T'chol iso rak labi. He brings this beer from a chibis chsam seifer. That the chsam seifer says the whole, that means like this. If you would know for sure that no good would ever come out of this money. So Memelis, if he can destroy him, he can destroy his money also. But who says no good will come out? Could be, they'll have descendants or Yoshim that will be tzaddikim. So you shouldn't destroy the money. Some good can still come out of the money. So Memele, so that's in Gabi destruction. But if I want to take it for myself, so good is already coming out of the money. So I'm the tzaddik Yilbosh. That's what the Motrei said. That's one Nekuda. Now, there's a Mirdike Kashe, and Rabbi Chanan asks, and this I'd like to speak about this Kashe. The Gemara says you're allowed to be Ma'abed the moment of a muscle. And the Gemara makes a Kal V'chaima. The Gemara says, Lo ye mamayne chama migufay. If you're allowed to kill him, about to give you allowed to be ma'abed this moment. Frekt Rabbi Chanan Akash and Kevit Shiurim. It's not Kavu Chayma. Why not? He says, him you're allowed to kill to be Matzel the Nirdov. This person is a Raidev. This person is a Raidev that, but he's a Mosel, and then through his Mesiris, people will get killed. That's the end result of Mesiris, and Mamel, you'll have to kill him to be Matzel the Nilda. But what right do you have? What's the Kal V'chaimer? What right do you have to be Ma'abed the moment? Someone's like to destroy the moment. If I'm allowed to kill him, Father Givis, I'm allowed to get rid of his money. Rabbi Chanan wants to say a teretz. Rabbi Chanan says he brings a Tosfos in Sanhedrin. The Taisva says there are two psukim by a Boba Machteres that you're allowed to kill the Ganef. So he says there's one posik is Lemitzvah And one pasuk is Arishus. There's two psukim that we learn out, Ein Leidomim. There's one pasuk that's a mitzvah. So he says, the mitzvah is, if you'll be matzal the nirdof, then there's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah, there's a mitzvah on anyone to get rid of this ganav, to be matzal the nirdof. He's a roidev. Then there's a case of a reshus. When it's not a tzolos ha-nirdof, I don't need a tzolos, but there's a din of ein leidomim, there's a reshus, you can kill him. There's a reshus, you can kill a roidev afilu, you can kill a roidev, even though it's not l'tzorech ha-tzolos ha-nirdof. It's not a mitzvah, it's a reshus. So he wants to say, the kal v'chayma of the Gemara is going on the second din. If there's a din that ain't lay domim, that a roidef you're allowed to kill, there's a din ain't lay domim, afilu it's not neigeya v'atzolos ha-nirdof, so the mele is samazoy, ain't lay domim, and that the Gemara is making the kal v'chayma. So there's two dinim in a roidef, that you can kill a roidev, ein loidomim afilu, it's not l'tzeich atzol zanildo. So the mom makes a kal v'chayma, so I can kill him. So mitzvah, I can kill him, so I can destroy his money. That's what Rabbi Chana wants to say. Now, I would just like to mention, I saw a Tshuvas HaRosh, and I saw a Shach, and that's the Shach and the Tshuvas HaRosh do not stem. The Rosh in the Tshuvas, Klal Lamed Gimel, Ois Dalet, brings down our Gemara, which our Gemara says, you're allowed to be Ma'abed Mamaynai. Zok the Eilek Rosh, the Airi, the Gemara is speaking about, B'sho Shehoylech Laseis HaMesire, he's going now to do the Mesire, Sho'oz Niten Lahatzel HaNirdaf B'Navshei Sholroideh, then when he's going to do the Mesirah, I see he's going now, he's about to knock on the door of the Goyim, he wants to be Moisel. So now you're allowed to kill him to be Matzel the Nildiv. Us, in this time, Pligi be Mamoine, are you allowed to be Mabed Mamoine? So it seems when we're talking about you're killing him al Tzatzol Sal Nildiv, then there's a Machloikis, but if he's finished already, so he mentioned the heter killing him is when he's a roidev, and then there's a machloikas allowed to be matzal the moment. So it would seem, then we're back to Rabbi Chanan's kasha. So what kind of a kal v'chomer do we have? This I saw a Tshuvas HaRosh. Le'idach gisa, I saw a shach that says dachsach mer, like the way Rabbi Chanan understood. La'alocha we paskin, you're not allowed to be ma'abed mamoine. Why? Because yochin rosha v'tzadik yilpash. Zok te shach and simin shin peiches if kotl samach beis, v'nire, Shemi shemurzik lamosa. A person is a professional mosa. Venire, and we see she'ain devar of nishmoim. Why does the government listen to him? Rak machmas oshroi, because he's a wealthy person, so he says they listen to him. Uch sheyayoni, and if this mosa will become poor, Loyiu Dvorov Nishmoy, then they won't listen to him. Muta la'abed mamoine. No, then he said that this old Gemara is not speaking about that case. That being ma'abed the moment you're accomplishing something that the nirda, that he won't be a nirda, that the nirda will be nitzel. But if the nirda will be nitzel, are you the ibud mamoine? Mutter la abed mamoinei, sherei b'mesha ba'abdim mamoinei matzilim acherim. So that's how it's all. You're allowed to get rid of the money, because that's a way how you're matzachilik if you're killing the mosso or you're being ma'abed the moment, you're being matzal the nirdo. So from the Shach you see clearly that our Gemara is speaking about when you're not being matzal the nirdav. Stamazai, you want to be mabed the moment. I mean, that's how Rabbi Chanan understood. That's how Rabbi Chanan understood Shach the Gemara. And she says there's two dinim. Okay, there's two dinim. The Lashon HaRosh that we had, the Ayri Bisho Shahoy Lechlasis HaMesir, Shaoz Niten Lahatzol HaNirdof Benavshe Shalroidim, then we could be Matzol the Nirdof, Os Pligi B'mamoinai. So it means you were killing him Al Tatzolos HaNirdof, and then Os Pligi B'mamoinai, and then I think... with the Hitas Lashayna would be that I don't know if it's speaking about that you matzel the nirdaf with the moment also, or al kaponim you need a chiyav misa of atzolas hanirdaf benavshe shalreidev, so right, it's not like Abul Chacham.